If I knew these three things before I started my podcast, I would have gotten so much further, so much faster. And the craziest thing is that almost nobody talks about these things. One of them, I've actually only heard one other podcaster in the last 8 years even mention it. I'm Ryan Sullivan. I've been podcasting for 8 years, and I've also helped 200 people start their podcast. And these are the three things you need to know that every podcaster needs to know before they get started. And the first one is ranking. What I mean by this is how podcasts get on the podcast charts. Almost every single podcast app, all the way from Spotify to Apple to the hundreds of other apps that support podcasts, have charts or ranks. These are typically categorized by type. That could be by education, or maybe it's a business podcast, or maybe a murder mystery. It could be society and culture. It could be arts. It could be finance. There's over 50 podcast categories, and most people have no idea how to actually get on these charts. Because when people go to Spotify or Apple and they're looking for a new podcast, they look on the categories, right? For example, if they want a business podcast, they go into the business category, they click business, then they click marketing, and then they just look at the podcasts that are there, and maybe they pick the one that looks the most enticing. That's great, but how do you get on it? How do you actually get on these rankings? And listen, this is from my experience over 8 years. This is from talking to hundreds and hundreds of podcasters. Of course, I do not work for Apple or Spotify. I work for Podcast Principles, which is the business that I own, helping business owners create podcasts. So do not take this as gospel. This is not from Spotify or Apple. This is what we've discovered over the last 8 years of doing this. And so if you want to get your podcast, any podcast, on the top 50 or top 100 rankings for any of these large platforms like Spotify or Apple, what you have to do is, drum roll please, get new subscribers. Most people think that if you have a large amount of podcast downloads, that means you will magically be in the top 50 or the top 100. People think the same for YouTube. Oh, just because the video has more views, it's going to show up first. That's not how it works anymore. How platforms work is these things are based on relevancy, current relevancy, meaning that the podcasts that have the most new subscribers in the least amount of time are the most relevant. And that's how these rankings actually work. It all has to do with getting new subscribers as fast as possible. Now, the next question is, how do you do that? Well, of course, that's an entire video on how you can create a strategy to do that. But if I were you, I would make sure that I have systems in place to be constantly adding new subscribers. And I'll give you a tip right here, right now, that we do with many of our new shows. Since we need new subscribers, and since we need them all the time, constantly, so we can continue to rank on platforms, what we will do is we will set up an automated bot that when you follow on Instagram, or when you comment on a post, or when you join an Instagram Live, an automatic message will be sent to you that advertises the podcast and says, hey, I noticed that you commented on this post about the podcast. Well, here's the direct link. Please subscribe. So what you can do is put these systems in place, and some of the biggest podcasts do, to make sure that they're constantly adding new followers and subscribers. The second tip that all podcasters need to know, specifically for growing their podcast, is called podcast SEO, or more specifically, podcast search engine optimization. This has been popular on Google. Most people understand that when you search something on Google, unless it's a Google ad, that is based on something called SEO, search engine optimization, meaning that Google is trying to do the same thing. They're trying to find the most relevant search result, not the highest viewed search result, not the best search result, the most relevant, right? And podcast platforms work in a similar way. What happens is people actually go on either Google or YouTube or Reddit or Spotify or Apple, and they actually search certain keywords, questions, or phrases. What you want is your podcast to show up in the result of that phrase. We did this with one of our episodes that had to do with creating videos on LinkedIn. So what we did was we created multiple podcast episodes with the title and content and show notes relating to LinkedIn video. So when somebody would search LinkedIn video on a platform, whether that was Spotify or even Apple or even ChatGPT, we would be able to rank for that search term. So that is the simplest, quickest podcast SEO explanation that I can provide here in this short video. But the tip for you today is to figure out where your podcast is ranking. Or if you don't have a podcast, you can use tools to do this. Now, whether you have one or not, you can use a tool called OSHA. It's A-U-S-H-A. I am not affiliated with them. They are not a sponsor. I have not even purchased their service. But what they do is they help you find that ranking. They help show you. We did this with one of our shows called Wealth Warehouse. They showed us the search terms that we are actually ranking for, so we can put our energy into going from ranking 49th for that term to 25th to 10th to hopefully the first ranking for that particular search term. So, podcast SEO in a nutshell, make sure you're knowing, if not what to rank for, at least what keywords and phrases your audience is searching online. The third and final tip that all podcasters must know, whether they're starting out or they have a current podcast, is that now it's not just about audio. You probably know what I'm about to say. If you're watching this video here on YouTube, or if you're watching it on LinkedIn or on Instagram or any other platform, by the fact of you watching this, you understand the power of video. Right? There's a reason why this isn't just a blog post. It starts as a YouTube video and podcast episode. When it comes to a podcast, you do not have to be on video. You do not have to make a video podcast. But I will tell you this, if you want to get your podcast discovered, it is going to be a lot easier to get it discovered via video clips than it is going to be discovered almost any other way, right? Ranking can take months or years. Podcast SEO can take months or years. YouTube videos, they can take months or years. Or you can post clips of your podcast every week or even every day, and those clips can get tens of thousands of views. We have podcasters that we've worked with that were posting clips on YouTube, getting tens of thousands, and then posted their clips on TikTok, and they got millions of views. I'm talking 10,000 followers in a week's time. This is not only not possible with audio or text, it's also just the reality of the current landscape of media and podcasting. When is the last time you shared a blog with somebody? Yeah. When's the last time you shared a video with somebody? Probably right when you were having lunch or dinner and you were doom scrolling and you sent a funny video to your partner or your friend, right? This is normal. It happens all the time. So video is not just for getting a lot of views. It also makes it so much easier for people to share your podcast with somebody else, right? It's difficult to go on Spotify, find the episode, take the link, copy the link, put it in a text, send the text. That's annoying, right? That's pretty much nobody does that, right? Just because of the time it takes. But it's really easy to go on Instagram, see a video in your feed, click share, send to the group chat, done, right? So that is how your podcast can get discovered, by posting video clips. So these are the top three tips all podcasters need to know, whether they're starting out or whether they already have a podcast. And if you haven't started one yet, we actually make this really simple. No, you don't have to buy anything. It's not a course. It's not a program. It is literally a video script, video podcast script. It's the way that we make these videos here at Podcast Principles. It's the way we help our clients make these videos. And it's called Script Science. It's not only going to give you the outline and the exact video script, but it's going to help you take this video script and add what you do with your podcast into it, so you can create compelling video podcast and get yourself discovered. So the link is always in the show notes if you're on the audio version, or the description if you're on the video version, or if you're seeing this in a post, in the post above or below, to the link to Script Science. So you can go and grab that script, keep it forever, cherish it with your life, print it out, put it on your wall for everybody to see, and you can create some incredible video podcasts. If you care, my name is Ryan Sullivan, founder of Podcast Principles. We help business owners do three things: LinkedIn, podcast, and YouTube combined, so that they can do just that. Be the founder and the CEO of the business, not the content creator. All right. The reality is your prospects, your friends, your family, your clients are all listening to podcasts. Might as well be yours. See you next week. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.